Last time on Thornvale.
Bjorn's been trying to keep tabs on Oliver online. He was stressed out about it.
And he just seems to be having a grand old time. You don't find anything about yourself. You don't find anything about Dragon Knights. Nothing about Thornvale. Well, your phone rings as you are doing this check.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Bjorn. I said we needed to talk, and I think now's a good time. So, I need you to tell me what the hell you're doing here. It's hard to work with someone when you won't tell me anything. She says, oh, wait, I have a guy in my jail cell that claims he was possessed. You notice that there are two boys sitting outside this jail cell looking very glum. I didn't hurt that kid, okay? That wasn't me.
So you're telling me that you don't remember any of this happening, that you were just at home and then all of a sudden you were outside the bar.
Okay, so as you leave, the teenager that was sitting outside, icing his jaw, stands up. Do you think you could help get him out of jail? And then the younger brother looks over at you and he says, I saw a ghost. You catch a glance of somebody. This is a woman. She has black hair. Honestly, she kind of looks like you. You turn the corner of the alley and it is a dead end. And you look around and there's no one there. And you see that there is a small shimmering object sitting on a dumpster. It looks like a little card. And when you tilt it to the right and left, it shows a little holographic image of a dove. I'm thinking today you're probably doing some, like, firearms training.
Okay.
You're still really a bad shot. Last week, I guess, was an anomaly.
Do you see any talent around here? Because I don't.
No, honestly, I see someone who needs a lot of work. Bjorn walks outside of the police station, and then you notice something. You notice that there are a bunch of people running down the road and shouting. And you see a man outside dressed in a black robe with one of those little collar things around his neck. And his hand is full of Bibles and hymnals, and he is throwing them at people. Bjorn, you see a police officer that comes up next to you, and he rolls his eyes, and he starts running over to the pastor. Welcome back to Thornvale. I actually want to talk to you guys for a little bit about reviews for a bit, because we don't do that very often, but I was recently reading that if you put in a request to do reviews at the top of your show, you might get more people to do them, so I'm going to give it a try. So if you could, if you like the show, and it's from our analytics, there seems to be a few people who do, if you could leave us a review on iTunes, Spotify, I don't know if Spotify does reviews, wherever you listen to podcasts that you can leave reviews on, if you could leave us a review, we would really appreciate it. So otherwise, at our mid-roll today, I will announce who the winner for the art contest is, because I can't do it yet because we're recording this in advance and it hasn't happened yet. So if you listen to the mid-roll today, you'll find out who the winner for the art contest is. We are very excited to let you guys know that when we get the chance and find out who those dice are going to. And finally, I want to invite you to our Discord to talk about this episode. If you have not joined the Podcast Junkie Discord, you totally should. Not only can you join a bunch of other really cool podcasters, you can also come out to our channel and talk to us about the episodes. We've got a couple people that do that, and it's really super fun. So come join us on the Podcast Junkie Discord server. The link is in the show notes and also pinned to the top of our Twitter. And finally, do you guys have anything to add?
Not at present, but I believe it's gonna be a few weeks, but look out. Look out for a mention of me in a separate podcast that once it drops live, I will be sure to include that on the Discord.
Oh, very, very cool. Oh, that reminds me. We actually have a new thing coming soon. I am starting a Twitch show that is going to be called Dragon Knights One-Shots, which will take place inside the Thornvale and also Deep Hollow universe from my books. And we're going to be taking other podcasters and bringing them through a one-shot of Monster of the Week. So that's going to be really fun. Look out for that sometime in September. I'm not sure exactly when. It's going to be based on availability for the other podcasters, but we already have our first group getting ready to go, so it's going to be really, really fun. Before we get started, I just wanted to say that this is a really cool milestone for us. This is our 20th episode.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yay!
By this point, if I had to guess, I'd probably say we're about 3,000 plays, which is really cool.
Wow.
Ooh. Yeah, that's awesome.
That's
actually
so cool.
Really, really cool.
When I first started this, I had like, for the whole year, I was like, I want to get 1,000 plays. That's like, that's my goal. For like our whole first year, I want to get 1,000 plays. And now we're at like 3,000, and it's really cool.
Yeah, that's...
It shows that you have to set higher expectations for yourself.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
so now my goal is 10,000. So we'll see how that goes. It'd be really cool to meet it, and it's all because of you, our listeners.
Yes.
So thank you so much for listening. Thank you for sharing. We really, really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And now we'll go ahead and get started with the show.
Yeah.
And with that, I want to bring us back to the show. Back to the drama. Back to the priest that's throwing books at people. So, what do you guys do about this priest throwing books at people? Actually, first, let me tell you this. So, I mentioned last time a police officer came over and he followed Bjorn from the police station. And he sees the priest, and he comes up to him and he says, okay, father, I don't know what's going on here. And then the pastor comes up and hits him on the head with a book. And he just keeps ranting. He's been ranting this entire time. And the cop grabs his head and stumbles back a few feet, and then he pulls out his cop jangly things. What are they called?
Handcuffs?
Handcuffs.
Cop jangly things.
Actually, I like your name better.
That should be the name of the episode.
The cop pulls out his handcuffs and says, all right, that is more than enough. And he goes over to try to cuff the priest. Suddenly, the priest drops the books. He grabs the cop, and then he just throws him. Just like one arm throws him. Clear across the road.
Across the road?
What do you guys do?
Well first off, so before I can make an informed decision, you've been bouncing back and forth between calling him a priest and a pastor, so which one is it?
It's a priest.
Okay. You slipped pastor in there one time.
Oh,
I just wanted to make fun of you.
Originally,
I just wanted to make
fun
of you at one point. That's all. but anyways, so the priest literally just one arm threw this guy across the street.
Yes.
That doesn't seem within the normal realm of human capabilities, I would assume.
Interesting assessment.
So, because of that, Bjorn is going to...
Bjorn and Sammy acknowledge that the other person is there?
I don't know. Have you guys noticed each other?
Oh, yeah, I think Bjorn would have acknowledged Sammy showing up. I assume that we saw each other.
You guys kind of came from opposite ends of the street.
Okay. Do you think that we would have seen each other? I guess this will be between you and me. Do you think we would have seen each other, Sammy?
I think maybe after we watched the cop fly across the street,
okay.
We probably.
Then I think in that case, then Bjorn's going to kind of like just nod towards Sammy, and then he's going to go and try and tackle the priest.
Okay. roll kick some ass.
Oh, my
to tackle
gosh.
A priest. I'm
so,
sorry. It just made me laugh.
That is an 8 plus 2 tough as a 10 for a full success.
Okay, so you go over. Yes. Are you trying to like hurt him or
no?
Are you just trying to like get him to the ground?
I'm just trying to get him to the ground. So for my extra move, I'm going to say you force them where you want them, and I want him kind of on the ground with me on top of him.
Okay, so you run over and you get this priest on the ground. You knock him to the ground. You don't really do any harm to him because you're not really trying to, but you get him on the ground and you are on top of him, and he starts like, get off of me, you awful sinner. And he starts like kind of like trying to push you off of him, and then I'm gonna let Sammy react to this.
Did
the cop drop the handcuffs, or where are the handcuffs?
Sure. We'll say he dropped the handcuffs when he got flung literally across the road.
Well, then I think Sammy's going to go for the handcuffs and then try to assist Bjorn in subduing the priest.
Okay. You go for the handcuffs and you pick them up. Just as you're about to start turning around and helping Bjorn, the guy gets his feet under him and he kicks Bjorn off. And Bjorn, you've been kicked by people before. This does not feel like being kicked by someone. This actually this would do normally for you 2 points of damage, but I know you've got armor. And you go flying across the street just like the cop, and you actually land with a thud right next to him, and this guy's passed out, but you're okay.
Man.
And the priest stands up and he walks a couple of feet and he's looking at Sammy and he's looking at Bjorn and he sees Sammy coming towards him with the handcuffs and he goes over to a stop sign and he rips it out of the ground and then he points it at Sammy and says, do not come towards me, foul sinner.
My gosh.
Bjorn's going to read a bad situation if you'll allow me.
Go ahead.
Oh my gosh.
Plus sharp makes that a 9, so still a mixed success.
Okay, ask me one question.
I am so sorry that Henry is not there to witness this.
It's okay.
I would have really liked to figure out what he's vulnerable to, but I'm going to say, what's the best way to protect the victims?
The best way to protect the victims would be to keep them out of range of both the priest and now his stop sign. This is not a sentence I ever thought I would say.
sounds like a bad sitcom. The priest and his stop sign.
The priest and his stop sign. So Bjorn's gonna shout out, back away from Sammy is obviously insane. And hope that she picks up on the fact that I know something paranormal is going on, but I can't just shout that in the middle of the street. So
I think it's pretty obvious that something not normal is going on. It's not every day that you see a priest try to hit people with a stop sign.
Yeah.
Or Bibles, for that matter.
Or Bibles. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, that one is potentially in the realm of possibility for some people.
Yeah.
I'm getting Magician's Nephew flashbacks where the queen rips the lamppost out of the ground.
So what are you guys going to do?
Well, we need to subdue him, or at least calm him down. Can I read a bad situation and try and figure out a way to placate him? Is that the right way to calm him down?
You can roll for it, I guess.
Would that be read a bad situation, or would it be something else?
I mean, you're trying to figure something out, so yeah, I guess read a bad situation works.
A 9 plus... Is it sharp?
Yes. Yeah.
Plus 2, so that would be an 11.
Okay. Now Sammy is the good roller. All right, so you get 3 questions for read a bad situation.
Okay. Let me see here. Are there any dangers we haven't noticed? Let's start with that one.
I mean, this is a pretty busy street. So one thing to keep in mind would be that, like, the cars are still kind of moving back and forth because people just going down the street don't really notice how weird this looks. So
okay.
Being hit by a car is a fairly big threat or possibility.
What's my best way in? Count towards being able to calm him down?
He looks really enraged. I mean, if you had to guess, you'd say there probably wasn't a way to calm him down.
Okay.
I mean, you can give it a try. You can roll, manipulate someone, and see what happens, but,
I don't know. one more question. I'm not sure. I guess I don't want to do what's most vulnerable to me, but what's vulnerable to him? Yikes.
Well, what's most vulnerable to me, I think, means, like, that's such an oddly worded question, so...
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, it can either be meant to say, what's most vulnerable to me, meaning, what would I care about the most that could be hurt here? Or you could say, what's most vulnerable to me, meaning, what could be something I could hurt here?
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna use it in that regard.
So I'll let you ask either way, because it's not really worded particularly well.
Yeah, I'll say what's most vulnerable to me, like, how can I take him down?
well, he's made of flesh, so... I mean, you could probably cut him.
Cut a priest.
It would be wise to stay out of way of the stop sign.
Okay.
So with that, he starts to kind of like inch towards you because you're not like moving or anything,
mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
He's like he's gonna scooch towards you and see what happens.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm gonna yell at Bjorn. I'll distract him, and I'm gonna like try and like dodge back and forth. You know what I mean? Like kind of like egg him on.
Okay. then roll act under pressure.
Okay.
Because he's going to hit you with a stop sign if you don't.
Great. A 9. Act under pressure is...
Cool.
Cool? So it's a 9. I have 0 cool.
Okay.
No cool.
I have no cool.
So this is what I'm going to do. You distract him, which is what you set out to do.
Yes.
But he's going to hit you with the stop sign. And hang on, I have stats for this.
Stats for the stop sign.
Mm-hmm. I just have to find my...
Just out of curiosity, while you're looking it up, how did you arrive with stats for a stop sign?
I have a general stat for blunt objects.
Okay. What if he catches her at the corner of it, though? Then it's a sharp object.
I suppose. I have a general stat for sharp objects as well. It does more harm. So he hits you with the sort of like the stop part of the stop sign, like the big red octagon, and just like he just like bats you like you are a baseball and he is an MLB star. He hits you with the stop sign and he causes you 2 points of damage and you are like a baseball launched again across the street. But Bjorn, you will have a chance to get near him without him noticing you.
Okay.
Because of
I'll have done that. I'll have picked up on her tip and done, you know, I would have gotten closer, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be doing that.
I think she literally shouted, I'm going to distract him, but it's fine.
Yes.
Right, but I'm saying like I took advantage of that and did it.
Yes.
So I am, I am going to use my wipe memory spell on him again because I'm like a squeaky wheel that just doesn't give up and keeps doing the same thing. So
okay, so...
It's a free knockout.
With witnesses?
Roll.
Oh, wait. Actually, that's a good point. Are
there
witnesses?
There's a lot of witnesses.
Then I am not going to do that. good point. That was almost really bad.
I was about to say roll magic.
I was really confused.
Yeah. So, I'm going to try and put him in a chokehold.
Okay.
Yes.
Roll kick some ass, then.
Use some jujitsu. Get that
plus.
Rear naked choke
Come
in.
On, 12 plus. I rolled an 8 plus 2 is a 10. So
Yay!
Success.
Nice. So you get to choose one extra effect.
Have
you advanced kick some ass yet?
I have, but I didn't get 12 plus. So,
oh, right. That's right. It's only a 12 plus. Okay.
Yeah, it's only 12 plus. So I am once again going to force him where I want him.
Which is where?
In a chokehold, not able to move.
Okay. And I think you are going to inflict harm on him this time.
Yeah.
I think doing this chokehold is going to make him have, 1 point of harm. And so you grab him in a chokehold, and he starts swinging the stop sign, like, really wildly, just, like, trying to, like, ah, there's somebody on my throat. And he, like, starts swinging this stop sign just crazy wildly. And he actually whacks you on the back of the head with the stop sign and would hit you for 2 points of harm, but again, your armor. And he actually hits a civilian with the stop sign as he's doing it and sends them tumbling a couple of feet away. The cop on the other side of the road is starting to kind of sit up a little bit.
Side note, did Elise just see me get batted across the street? Is she still there too?
Absolutely.
just question. I understand this might not have anything to do with Henry at this point, but I would assume that it would be entirely possible that, depending on how long has this been going on for? How long has this whole scene been going on?
Not very long, like under a minute.
Oh, okay. Because if it was long enough, I would have liked to say that Henry got wind of it and is now arriving.
Absolutely
but,
not.
Okay, fine.
So since you reminded me that Elise exists, she yells "Sammy" and then runs up to you as you land with a thud and says, "Are you okay?"
I'm gonna sit up and like brush myself off and be like, "Yeah, I'm fine. Stay back. This guy is dangerous."
And yeah, she grabs onto your arm and says, "You shouldn't go in there. He's gonna hurt you."
Someone needs to help. Someone needs to stop him.
Okay, she holds onto your arm. Like, she's not gonna let you go.
I guess guide her over to a safe spot and try to convince her to stay there. So
So you sort of take her. There's a couple of parked cars that are like kind of out of the way. She could hide behind them if she wanted to. What do you say to her to make her stay there and let you go?
That's a good question. I guess just no one else is stepping in. Someone needs to take care of this.
She says, "That guy in the suit is?"
Yeah, but he needs help.
Okay, roll manipulate someone.
Ooh, boy.
8. I have plus 1 charm, so it's a 9.
Okay.
So still
a mixed success. So you need to do something to show them that you mean it. So what do you say to her or do?
God.
Show her that you can help.
Look, I'm fine. He hit me, but I'm still fine. It's okay. I can help.
And she kind of stares at you, and she says, "Okay, yeah, but you shouldn't be."
But I am. It's okay. I'm a tough cookie.
Okay, she does not look convinced.
Oh.
What do you do?
Mm-mm.
Actually, let's go back for a second. Bjorn, you have this guy in a chokehold. He's gonna try to get out of the chokehold. I need you to roll tough again.
So on a tough roll, I got a 5 plus 2 is 7 for a mixed success.
Okay. So do you have him like on the ground?
Yeah, I would have been trying to get him down towards the ground in this chokehold, yeah.
Okay. So you get him down on the ground, and he is in this chokehold, and you do another point of damage to him. And you manage to keep hold of him just barely, but he actually takes the pointy, rusted end where he ripped the stop sign like out of the ground, and he is kind of like bashing it on the ground to get like the remaining concrete off of it, and then he grabs it when he's got all the concrete off of it and jams it into your leg, and he does 2 points of armor defeating damage.
Ouch.
And you have a stop sign in your leg.
I have a stop sign.
Sammy, you see this?
I look at Elise and I'm like, "I am going to help. Like, you cannot stop me. And I'm gonna..."
And she looks really wide-eyed and she doesn't say anything.
I'm gonna run over and help Bjorn.
Okay, what are you gonna do?
That's a great question.
Oh my.
I mean, I would like to help him and take the stop sign out of his leg, but I don't think that's a smart thing to do at this time.
Where's the popcorn? I need it.
Oh gosh. I don't have any. Oh man, I guess I can't use the I think the handcuffs are probably useless. He'll probably just break them.
Well, wait. Sammy, don't you have that? Don't you have the ancient fighting art or whatever it is?
I do. But that only applies to ancient weapons. It doesn't do anything for me.
Well, then never mind.
It doesn't mean I know kung fu.
I thought maybe you could bust out the ancient fighting, but apparently not.
Oh man, I don't even think I have any like moves that can help me in this situation either.
You probably have your knife on you.
Yeah, I don't think I want to, like, threaten a priest with a knife in public, though.
You're worrying about that at this point? Oh my gosh.
Oh gosh, I don't know what to do.
I think the public would forgive you at this point.
That's
most
true.
Of them.
He's menacing
so,
people with the stuff.
Yeah, I guess I will take my knife out. But not, like, in front of people, like, keeping it kind of, like, hidden in my jacket, I guess. And, oh, gosh. I'm gonna try and get basically on top of him and keep it, like, hidden, but hold it up against, like, his throat.
I would love to see how you do this.
But I'm trying to keep it, like, under my jacket.
Okay,
no.
I need
you
to do two things. Because I assume you're trying to manipulate him.
Yeah.
Okay, I will, first I need you to act under pressure to get there without getting attacked again.
Okay. 11.
Okay, so you very deftly duck under this priest's arms as he tries to punch you as Bjorn is still holding onto his throat, and you get your knife up against his throat, and he really doesn't seem to notice all that much.
Great.
So what are you going to do next?
Wait, so she's not going to manipulate him? You said she had to make two rolls, right? Or does it not matter?
I'm asking what she's going to do next.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's tricky now that he's not bothered by the knife. I guess I'm going to say this knife is silver. Does that mean anything to you?
And he can't really talk because Bjorn is crushing his windpipe. But he just kind of just like with his eyes, just like looks very angrily at you and kind of like thrashes about. And he doesn't really seem to care. His neck kind of catches on the knife and draws a little blood.
Dang it. Oh, geez. I don't know what to do. I don't want to hurt him in front of people. This is tricky. No, because he's not in his right mind. It's not him.
I'm aware of this,
I guess
but you're
I don't
exhausting
know
all your
him.
Ideas.
As you're sitting there.
Well, hold on. Does Sammy actually know that yet, though? Like, I don't think she's
got
any background.
True.
Yeah.
She doesn't know, but as you guys are sitting there, he, like, kicks Sammy. He pulls out, and he kicks Sammy, and Sammy, you go flying a couple more feet. The knife skitters off, and he turns around. He kind of like wiggles in Bjorn's grasp, and Bjorn, you start to feel your fingers failing. Like you're kind of like holding onto your shirt to like keep yourself around his neck, and you feel like your grasp is losing. Your muscles are failing. He is just so strong. And finally, he pushes himself off of you. He pushes himself off of you and moves away a couple of inches and sort of stands there catching his breath. And then he stands up straight. And he looks at you. And he smiles for the first time. He doesn't look angry. And he says, in a voice that doesn't quite sound like his own, he says, you know, it's been a while since I tussled with a dragon knight. And then he looks over at Sammy and he says, I don't even know what you are. And then he goes over and he picks up a piece of concrete and he is going to bring it down on top of Bjorn. Bjorn, I need you to make a act under pressure roll.
Okay.
Or you'll literally be under pressure.
Uh-oh.
I'm sorry,
five
that was
two plus two cool is seven.
Okay. Ooh. So you roll out of the way of this thing, but in the meantime, you dislodge that stop sign from your leg.
Yeah.
And it does another point of armor defeating damage, and your leg is bleeding really profusely now. But you get out of the way of this big hunk of concrete that he just ripped out of the ground.
Yeah.
And he stands up and he's sort of like hunched over and he smiles at you. What do you do? Sammy, what do you do too?
I'm feeling like I'm about to have to kill a priest on Main Street. Oh, jeez.
So first order of business, how loudly did he say the word Dragon Knight?
He said it pretty quietly.
Okay.
Did Sammy hear?
Sammy, roll sharp.
Have we used that term in front of her before?
Oh, no, you never mind. You know Dragon.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think she knows.
Yeah,
I know.
Sammy, mm-hmm. You did hear when he looked at you.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I don't even know what you are.
That's interesting. How far away is my knife? How far did that go?
Just a couple feet from you.
All right, well, I'm going to go pick that up again because I don't want some random person picking it up.
Okay,
that's the first
you
thing I'm
pick up
do.
Your knife, and the guy decides that he is going to... He puts out his hands like he wants to grab Bjorn around the throat, and Bjorn, I need you to roll, act under pressure to roll away again.
So I don't get to respond first because you said we get to respond.
Well, you didn't yet. So
well, I was about...
Sammy went and got her knife. What are you doing?
I was going to try and tackle him again first before he did anything.
Okay, well, you're going to need to get up first with your leg hurt. I'm going to give you a -1 to act under pressure for now.
I don't think that's within the rules, but I'll take it.
I can give you whatever I want.
I know. I'll take it. It's fair. So act under pressure, -1. Okay.
Yes.
So that is an 8 plus 1 instead of plus 2, so that is a 9. Still a mixed success.
So you are able to get up. But I'm going to give you a choice because you're either going to be able to get out of his way, but you're going to be pretty far away from him. Like, you're going to have to, like, really roll out of the way. You're going to be right next to him, but he is going to get his hands on your throat. Or you are going to drop something.
I'm going to get really far away.
Okay. You roll out of the way with your characteristic Dragon Knight speed, and you get out of his reach. And he looks very annoyed at you. And Sammy, you've got your knife now. Do you want to do something?
I guess I'm going to, like, metagame for a second and be like, do you guys think this is our last resort for me to just stab this priest?
Well, considering that you...
What are you guys thinking here?
Well, you menaced him with it at his throat, and he didn't care. So, I mean, you could attempt this, but, like, this is me, not Henry, thinking this. I'm not sure how successful that might be, but at this point, I believe you're the only one outside... You're the only one with an actual weapon, and apparently brute force doesn't work, because we've seen that fail twice over at this point. So...
Okay.
Yeah, we don't
Andrew,
even know if the handcuffs
think?
Would hold him anymore at this point either with his shows of strength, so.
Yeah. So you guys are in agreement that I should just try to stab
him?
Well,
I mean, we shouldn't be trying to kill him. You should be trying to just, like, subdue him somehow.
Yeah.
I mean, incapacitate.
Yeah,
or
incapacitate,
like,
first, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, go for the leg or, so, like, back of the leg, because then,
yeah,
like, even if he is super strong, he can't
okay.
stand up, he can't
okay,
get away.
Let's do that. I'm going to try and attack the priest by stabbing him in the back of the leg.
Roll kick some ass.
Okay.
Draw on that Wendigo knowledge. You did it then.
We'll see. I'm nervous. Oh, jeez. A 6. But plus. My tough is 1.
Okay.
So it's a 7.
So that's a mixed success. All right. So you go over there, and you manage to get your knife in the back of his leg. As you do so, he takes his elbow and just rams it into the side of your head and rings your bell really good. But you do 2 points of damage.
Oh, that's good.
That's correct, right? I'm just saying with your knife.
Oh, yeah. Actually, let me check. Yeah, 2 points.
Okay, so you do 2 points of damage to him. And as you fall to the ground having your head beaten in, you take 2 points of damage. One of those is going to be armor defeating because he hit you really, really hard. But you fall to the ground, and when you land, you look up at him and he looks like he's about to hit you again. And you see suddenly a knife sinks into his chest. And his eyes go wide for a moment, and then they flash this white color. He starts to collapse to the ground, and I need both of you to roll for sharp.
That's a 9 on sharp for me.
Okay.
Oh, jeez. 3 plus 2, but that's a 5, so still a...
Okay,
so
you don't notice Jack.
So you mark experience.
Yeah. My bell has been rung.
Your bell has been rung real good. Your eyes are still, like, seeing double
I'm
at
like,
the moment. You don't
yeah.
see anything. Bjorn, you notice... As he falls to the ground, there's kind of like something wispy above his head that sort of seems to come out of him. And you swear you can see the faint outline of a smile, and then it's just gone.
But where did this knife come from?
Well, that's a good question, isn't it?
The ether.
Yes.
Would anyone like to do an investigative mystery roll there?
Bjorn's first concern is if is the priest dead or not. He's focusing on that first.
He is on the ground. Do you run over to him?
What condition does he look like?
Okay, roll.
Read a bad situation?
Sharp.
Or is it just straight sharp?
Maybe read a bad situation.
Okay. I rolled a 3. Plus 2 is a 5, so that's a failure.
So he's not looking good. He looks like this knife in his chest looks really bad. He is on the ground. He's not moving. He's bleeding pretty profusely. You notice a lot of like bruises all over his body. He's actually bleeding a little bit like out of his ears. But you can't tell if he's alive or dead.
Okay. I'm going to still do that investigative mystery since I'm still in the heat of the moment too then.
To figure out what?
Well, you asked me to investigate a mystery for the thing coming out.
Right. Okay.
So.
The knife?
Well, the knife. Yeah, the knife itself. Can I wrap it into the...
Oh, no.
The wispy
I gave you your roll for the thing coming out. It's gone. You just don't know.
Oh, that was the sharp. Right. Okay, sorry. Yeah. So for the investigate the mystery on the knife, I got a 10.
Okay. Then you can ask me 2 questions.
I want to ask, it's not a question I have here, so since I don't have this advanced, I couldn't ask it. What I want to ask, though, is where it came from, so I'm going to instead ask what happened here. This is my first question.
So this knife came from somewhere. So you kind of like go back, run through back in your head, and you realize it was thrown from a nearby alleyway.
Ah. Okay. And then I'm going to focus on the alleyway and think about what is being concealed here.
So we'll say that you go over to this alleyway and you look around and you don't see anything. Like, there's nothing there. But when you look on the ground, you notice a small shimmering object. It looks like a business card. And when you pick it up, it has a holographic dove on it. And you turn it over in your fingers, and you see words written in marker on the back of the business card, and it says, keep her safe.
Ah, okay. So I'm going to pocket that. Bjorn pocketed it. Inside joke.
That is an inside joke. Okay.
So, and then I'm going to rush back and try and see if I can do some first aid on the guy.
Okay. Then I will have you roll for your whatever
medic
your first aid
is what
skill
it's
is
called. So that is plus cool. That is a 10 plus 12.
Okay.
And unfortunately, that's not like an advanced move, so I don't get anything special.
Plus
but
12? You mean plus 2?
Or sorry, plus 2 to make it 12. That's what I meant. So they are stabilized and healed of 2 harm.
Okay, so this guy is stabilized and he is at 3 harm. He's definitely alive. Like, you pull this, the knife wasn't anywhere vital.
Okay.
So you are able to pull it out and get the bleeding to stop, and you're kind of like holding it there. That cop that was knocked for a loop earlier comes up to you, and he reaches over to his radio on his shoulder and says, "Hey, I'm going to need backup and an ambulance now down at the church." And you hear sirens in the distance. And he pulls out, he goes and finds his handcuffs and puts them on the priest as he lies on the ground, but he is out.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, Thornvalians. This is your keeper speaking. No ads this week, but some important announcements, so you don't want to skip this one. If you submitted art for our art contest and dice giveaway, I'm announcing it here today in just a few minutes. First, I want to invite everyone to the upcoming Dragon Knights one-shot stream that I mentioned in the opening. It's going to be on Wednesday, September 11th at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. I'm hosting the folks from the Point Zero Star Actual Play podcast for a one-shot of Monster of the Week. It's going to be a ton of fun, so we hope you can join us. You can follow us right now at twitch.tv/DragonKnightsOneShots. That's Knights with a K. And now, the moment you've all been waiting for, the winner of our very first Thornvale fan art contest is Amelia with her hilarious drawing of Distracted Sammy. Amelia, your dice will be on their way soon, along with some stickers, and anyone else who submitted for the contest will also receive some Thornvale stickers. And now we return you to the show.
Sammy's still kind of recovering, but she's going to be like, does she have to roll to ask Bjorn where the knife came from? Because I know that was investigate.
You don't have to roll. You can just ask.
Okay. I guess she's going to be like, who? Where did that come from?
Bjorn's going to look around and I'm assuming that there's a lot of people around still, right?
Yes, there are a lot of people around.
I'm going to look at Sammy, or Bjorn's going to look at Sammy and say, let's talk about that later, but I do have an idea at least. I did see something, and then we need to talk about it later.
Okay, and then she's going to ask if, are you okay? Like, you got a stop sign in your leg.
Yeah, your leg is still...
I'm going to wait for that ambulance to show up and get some help, yeah, but... I should be fine. And just for out of game, Bjorn isn't unstable or anything, so...
You should be at 3 harm.
I'm at 3, right, so I'm not unstable. So I'm going to just wait for the ambulance and have them take care of me, and yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So at this point, Elise comes running over, and she kind of like drags you away and says, oh my God, Sammy, that was terrifying. Are you okay? He hit you really hard.
I'm fine, really. I'm just a little... I have a headache.
And she says, you probably have a concussion. We should take you to the hospital.
I don't know. I mean, I think I'm probably fine.
I'm probably
That's
fine.
That's what a concussed person would say. Right?
Speaking as a former concussed person, you are 100% correct. I called my mom after I had my last concussion, and I said something to the effect of, hey, mom, I had an altercation with the sidewalk this morning.
Wow.
No, I'm fine. I'm totally fine. And then I sat in class poking my face where it hit the sidewalk for like an hour. I wasn't fine. But Sammy, your brain is slowly clearing. You're not feeling good. You've got a really big headache. When... the ambulance shows up like just a couple seconds later. This is not a big island. And they insist on like looking at you and they test some of your motor skills, and you seem like you're kind of slow, but you're okay. And Bjorn, they wrap your leg up, you know, like, and kind of like pack up your leg because you're really, and they say like you need to get to the hospital, but we only have the one ambulance, so
drive yourself there.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
But you can take 1 point of harm off.
Okay.
Because they have done some first aid to you. And what are you guys gonna do now?
First off, did you pick up your knife, Hannah?
Well, I think it was in the priest's leg.
She did.
No, her own knife, not...
Yeah, she picked up her
you
knife.
You said it's, like, skittered off or something,
yeah.
So...
Yeah, so then it's back in my jacket, yeah.
Yeah. Bjorn's gonna pull out his phone and just text Sammy so he doesn't have to be talking around people and just say, I'll meet you at the base later. I need to take care of some stuff. So does Sammy text anything back?
Yeah, probably. I'm trying to think of how to figure out, because Elise is going to want her to, Sammy probably, to go home.
Oh, yeah.
So, probably just like, I'll be there when I can or something like that.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you are right. Elise, like, basically drags you home. She's like, done with you playing the hero. And she actually takes you over to her house. It's kind of like midday, so Elise's granny comes over and brings you a bowl of soup because she thinks you need it.
Aw, yay.
Bjorn,
well,
what are you
excited
do?
About that.
Bjorn is going to get back to his car. Well, first off, on his way there or while he was at the scene, did Captain Holland show up at all or no?
She did not.
She did not. Okay. So then what Bjorn's going to do first is get to his car, and once he's safely, you know, in the car with the door shut and everything, he's going to pull out his phone and he's going to call Indigo.
Okay. You call Indigo. He answers. Indigo.
Hey, this is Agent Whiskey. We've got, I believe to be another presence here in Thornvale.
Presence. What do you mean by presence?
I don't really got too much yet, but it seems to be something that's possessing people.
Possessing. That's never good.
No.
All right.
No.
So
I'm going to keep looking into it. I just wanted to let you know I got something just so you're ready if I need to call for anything.
All right. You do that. I will stand by.
I do need to let you know, though, that my contact is starting to ask questions about what I'm doing here and basically how she's, you know, how she can't close cases. She's got not really any good way to explain this to people. So,
and you hear a shuffling of papers and he says, this is Captain Jolene Holland.
Correct.
And he says, let me get back to you on
okay.
that one.
I was going to ask, you know, I know that we've got ties and maybe could make things happen and help her out. I even had the fleeting thought of maybe giving her a contact in the agency that she could talk to when she needs to close cases, if you catch my drift. Or maybe even I could...
Let me get back to you
okay.
on that.
There's just one other idea I want to float by you just in case.
Okay.
If it's possible, maybe I could have some authorization to give her limited... need to know, if you catch my drift.
Again, I'm going to need you to let me get back to
you
about that.
Just wanted to float those ideas by you, boss.
I understand.
All right. I will, I'll stand by.
Okay. And he hangs up.
And then after that, I'll drive myself to the hospital.
Okay. You drive yourself to the hospital. And are you going to stay there for a little while?
Very shortly. I'm just going to get my leg taken care of and leave, essentially. I'm just trying to get it bandaged up professionally,
okay.
essentially.
So basically what they tell you is that you've got like a good golf ball sized hole in your leg.
Mm-hmm.
And there's very little they can do for it. Like they can't stitch it up. They just have to kind of keep it packed up until
okay.
it heals on its own.
Okay.
So you get this like packed up, but I will say you're allowed to take like one more point off.
Okay.
But other than that, like there's very little they can do until this heals like on its own.
That's all right. I'll just go to the base anyways and get Miguel to actually heal it.
Okay.
I just had to show face going to the hospital because otherwise people would ask questions.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So you put it on your company card, I suppose.
Yeah.
Or your agency card.
Mm-hmm. So as a member of the agency, I get salary and benefits.
Oh,
so
absolutely.
I assume this is and insurance. Benefits.
Yeah, he's got health insurance. He's got dental, guys.
I'm just seeing the charge. False hospital visit on the...
Well, it's not a false hospital. Most of these guys, if they get hurt, like they have to go to the hospital. So
it's
probably something that Bjorn does every once in a while. Just like, oh, I should probably go to the hospital instead of having some supernatural means heal me.
Because
there'd be some questions.
There might be some questions. Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then after you are at the hospital, where are you going?
Then I'm going to text Stanley and let him know that we've got another monster on our hands and I'm stopping by the base to give him the details.
Okay. He sends you back a long string of exclamation points and then says, I'll see you when we get here.
All right. And then I head to the base.
Okay.
So real quick, the cat is kneading my arm with his claws right now.
Oh.
And he's nuzzling.
We've both got kitties.
Yeah. I think they're just really hot because our AC is broken again.
Yeah, really hot.
Aww. Sorry, buddy.
I am so sweaty, guys.
Yeah.
All right. you guys get back to the base. And I'll say that Sammy and Bjorn probably arrive at about the same time. Sammy, you had to take a nap. Like, you finished your soup and then just like rolled off into the side of the couch, and a couple of hours later you wake up and make your way to the base. You guys are both at the base. What would you guys like to do at the base?
Can I just interject something, please?
Because yes.
Because you haven't gotten to say anything yet.
Yes, I have. This is the Henryless episode. That is what this is. But no, I just, if they're both arriving at the same time, I would like to say that Henry is taking a break from the range at this point, and he walks out and sees these two just, like, obviously, with the one guy, his legs bandaged, and she's, like, still wobbly, and I just walk out. I'm like, what the heck happened to you two?
I don't think you'd believe it if we told you.
Wait, what are you talking about? Of course you believe it. It's another monster, dude.
Of course it is.
I also just realized I don't think Bjorn would have said dude, so...
I think he probably would have.
You think
like
so?
Like, every once in a while, the professional facade has to crack just a little bit.
Okay.
But Sammy has no idea about the possession of anything. She just knows that it was a priest with a stop sign.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That's true.
Sammy's very clueless about what's going on.
And then... And looking them over, Henry looks down at his busted up leg, the bandage, and he goes, he gets this sort of like terribly sadistic look on his face, and he just goes, you know, I've been reading up on my magic, and like he raises his hand, he's like, you know, if you want, I could, you know, help you out with the that injury you got down there.
Oh man, so me the player. I really want to just, like, have Bjorn be like, no, I want Miguel to do it. I'm trying to think about what Bjorn would actually do, though. Bjorn's going to be like, oh, you've been practicing, you say? Have you healed anything yet?
Henry just, he gets that sort of shifty look, and he's like, well, not exactly, but I mean...
So I will say, if you've been practicing, air quotes, then I could say, like, maybe you had, like, a bruise or two that you managed to, like, fix. One of which you managed to, like, cut completely open again, and you had to get Miguel to fix it.
I mean, this would be the most extensive he's ever done, should he actually attempt, I believe.
Okay.
So Bjorn's gonna be like, I definitely appreciate the offer. I believe you that you've been practicing, but this kind of injury, I think I'd rather have Miguel take a look at if you don't mind.
And then like, he just, he doesn't really respond. He just gets the sort of kind of put out look on his face. And but see he's like, the way he said it, he was like, half of it was like, very small part was like, yes, I want to help you. Majority of his brain power was, I need a guinea pig for my magical ability. Look at this. An injury.
I would like to remind you, Wesley, that you can roll manipulate someone on a hunter.
Oh, that is, yeah.
That is also true.
Could try to cure my headache.
But see, I am more worried in the hierarchy of injuring you with my faulty magic than injuring him at this point. So just because I want to, well, no, for now, Henry's just gonna be like, oh, fine. He does that whole, you know, very dramatic shrug that some teenagers have perfected. You know what I'm talking about.
Of course. All right, so where are you guys going then?
I'm going to try and find Stanley and Miguel.
Okay, Stanley and Miguel come out as soon as you guys get there. They kind of come over to you and say, so, what are we dealing with? Miguel says.
It seems like some kind of possession type monster.
Possession. All right, we haven't had one of those in a while.
Well, that would make sense. Sammy just kind of like mutters to herself.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I guess we hadn't really had much chance to talk about. This is going to be news for everybody. But yeah, what I've looked into so far, it's some kind of possession. This is actually the second one today, which is kind of unnerving because that means that there could be more going on right now.
The second one?
Yes.
Who was the first?
The first was Mr. Watkins, teacher down at the school.
Yeah, I don't know him personally.
Yeah, so he claims that he doesn't know anything that happened, but the gist of it is that he punched one of his students in a drunken stupor, even though he's been clean for a couple of years.
That's interesting.
And then the second event was the priest down at the Episcopal Church was throwing Bibles and hymnals at people. And then he fought us, and as you can see, he did quite a number on us. He literally ripped a stop sign out of the ground and was throwing people across the street. So not very normal priestly activity there.
Henry's been silent this
Father
whole time.
Father Sanford did this?
Oh, do you want Henry to go first or what you said?
No.
Okay, so...
Father Sanford did this?
Yeah, but it wasn't him. Like I said, it was very clearly something else. Whatever it was, it spoke to me in its own voice, or I assume its own voice for a bit, and it knew that I was a Dragon Knight.
And when you say that, both Miguel and Stanley, like, look at each other, like, kind of alarmed. And Miguel says, well, that's very not good.
Yeah.
And Stanley says... All right, that means we need to move fast because if we don't, this could get very dangerous for all of us.
Yeah. The only last little bit of information that I can think of right now is in the first event, the younger brother of the kid who got punched, he claims he saw what he called a ghost come out of the out of Mr. Watkins, and then with this priest, when he got taken down and knocked out. I saw something come out of him, but I didn't really see what it was. So I think it's very clearly some kind of possession from what I'm seeing, but I don't have any more specific detail than that yet.
Stanley kind of rolls his eyes when you say ghost, and he says, that's probably incorporeal. I hate incorporeals.
Me too. Yeah, they're very not fun.
All right. What are you guys going to do next?
Henry looks at Stanley and goes, "Do you have those two, the priest and that teacher. What were their names?"
Well, the priest's name is Michael Sanford.
And the that teacher Watkins, was it?
Yeah.
Okay. Henry's thinking, and he explained this. He says, "Well, if we have the names, then might be able to figure out. I'll read up a little, and also I might check their background, see why maybe there's something common between them. If this is some kind of a ghost or whatever."
That's a pretty good idea, I think.
Yeah, it sounds like a good plan to me.
Is Bjorn going to mention the card?
Actually, Bjorn would bring that up at some point. So now that he's gotten the monster details down, he's going to turn to Sammy and say, "So," and then everyone else, he's still talking with everybody on this one, but he says, "The other thing that happened, as I mentioned, the priest got taken down. That's because something threw a knife at him from the alley. I went to the alley to investigate, and there was just this." I pull it out and I say, "There's a silver card sitting there." And it's strange. I can't really figure this piece out, but it said, "Keep her safe." Or wait, is that what it said, Susanna?
Think so.
Yeah. Anyways, so then I show them the card and what it says, and yeah, apparently somebody's watching over you, Sammy.
He doesn't know that it's Sammy, does he? It says her. He has no idea that it could be talking about
Sammy. Well, what
other
her could it be, though?
That's the
thing. In Bjorn's mind, like, the only her that he knows is Sammy. Maybe it's Elise, but he's just kind of making an assumption here and speaking as if that's who it is.
Okay.
Can I see the card is what Sammy's going to say.
Yeah. Yeah. Bjorn will hand it to her.
So she's going to look at it, and then she reaches in her pocket to pull out the identical one that she found in the alley.
And it is identical.
And she's still very confused, but agrees. "Someone is watching me," is what she says.
And we're going to leave it there.
Thank you.